Hi, I'm Rob Bridge, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
On the line now is Rob Bridge. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. I mean, we haven't spoken. We've been sort of promoting your music for the last couple of months, and it's getting a great response. It was slightly slow through the Christmas period, but now the Christmas songs are gone. You've whipped up the chart into number 13, and I think it's going to go much higher next week.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that. Yeah, the support's been great. It was interesting to see it going to the Hot Disc charts, and yeah, it's been fun watching it. Yeah, thank you.
Because it's obviously on TV as well with the video, because it's an excellent video. Is that in the Tower Ballroom that you've done that?
No, it was in the Winter Gardens, the Empress Ballroom. The Tower Ballroom was shut for renovations.
Okay.
Yeah, because Strictly were trying to use it for their dancing show, but they couldn't use it this year. So no, but I had a good contact down there, and he let me in the ballroom for a day, and we managed to get the video shot.
It's a great video, and it's such a, you know, that nice flamenco guitar to start it off, and then it goes into that, you know, nice dance routine.
Good,
which is brilliant, and what a great voice! And you obviously wrote it yourself.
I did. I wrote the song, and the flamenco Spanish guitar that's played by J.R. McNeely, who's my producer and a very, very good friend of mine. And he shot his video over in Nashville, and we just edited it in. Obviously, with lockdown, he couldn't come over here, which would have been great. But having said that, if there'd been no lockdown, I would have probably gone to Nashville and done it. Yeah. And the dancers are two local Blackpool dancers. The girl runs a dance school close to me, and yeah, lovely people, you know. So it's good.
Well, you're based in Blackpool, aren't you?
I am.
Tell me some about your career, because currently, well, when the COVID's gone, you're also an elite pilot taking stars around. But we'll get to that first. Well, how'd you get into music in the first place?
Well, it was a long time ago now, but I was into music from when I was at school as a teenager, learning to play guitar, etc., joining bands, forming bands. And in my late teens, I joined a very good band, which was a Beatles tribute band, actually, but this was before there were even tribute bands around. And we toured a lot, extensively, in fact, all over UK, Europe, and some American bits and pieces as well, although I wasn't on that tour. But yeah, it was great. We played live on Radio 1, did some really big shows. And it was a good band. I was with them for a few years, kind of learnt the ropes, and then drifted into rock music, which was my preference at the time. I still love rock now, so we had a couple of recording projects, etc., involved, which I was involved with, and it's never really stopped. I've always been playing one way or another, cover bands, writing albums with other people, or, you know, just playing with friends on their records. So yeah, it's all been good.
So are you pursuing a solo career now, or is it still got a band as well, although you can't play anymore?
No, it's kind of a solo career, but I've got a band. We tour quite a lot over in America, do festivals, various bits and pieces over the years, and that's how I met JR, because we were playing over in Louisville, and JR's band were on the same bill, and we just hit it off. But I've got the band that does these festivals, and this is the band that's on the album. It's kind of a solo project, because basically it was something I wanted to do. I had the songs, I've been writing the songs, and I just asked the guys, would they want to be involved, would they want to play on the record, and would they tour with me, you know, once we got the album out? And of course everybody was into it, and the great guys, I've known some of them for a long time, like Chris the bass player. I've been with him since 1991, I think he joined my band at the time, so that's quite a long time, right?
Mm.
So we've done thousands of gigs between us together, and I wouldn't choose anybody else. If, you know, these are great guys, the great players. Everybody's been around. We've all been in the business for a long time, and we're good friends. So why not? Hi, I'm Rob Bridge, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Summer Star.
We'll talk about True Romance near the end of the interview, but that's the first release from this proposed album, is that correct?
Yes, correct, yeah. True Romance came out in September, end of September, yeah, last year.
Good, and you've got a full album already recorded?
Yeah, it's all recorded, it's not all mastered yet. As things go, you know, the album was finished in spring of last year. But it's whether or not when you're going to release it and how are you going to release it is what we've been working on. And we just thought, you know, probably better to release a couple of singles first and then see how things go and see exactly which of my songs I'm going to put on the album, because we're probably going to be a 12-song album, and some discussion about it being a 10-song album. I'd rather it was 15, but, you know, we'll put on what's going to work best for the album, I think.
The pilot thing intrigues me, so tell me how you got into becoming a pilot.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I was actually born in the RAF. My mum and dad were in the RAF, so my early years were in the RAF, and then when they came out of the mob and we settled down, aeroplanes were always an interest to me, and still are, but where I come from, people don't get to be pilots, you know, working class guys from Preston don't learn to be pilots. So it was just a bit of luck that I happened to be on a parachute jumping course one weekend with an old girlfriend. She was doing the jump, and I just went down to watch, and the pilot knew me, the pilot who was dropping the guys out of the plane, because he'd been to some of our gigs. And so I got chatting to him and explained. I said, oh, I've always been interested in flying. And he said, well, you know, why don't you just learn? I said, well, yeah, where? And he said, you just go to Blackpool, there's flying schools there. Well, I didn't even know there was an airport at Blackpool at that time. So I just rode down the next day, took a flying lesson, and never looked back. Just went on. I was rubbing shoulders with guys that were doing commercial ratings. So you kind of find out how things work, how you do it, what you need to do, etc. Went into that, flying regional airlines, turboprops, ambulance flights, aerial photography, all the bits and pieces, a flying instructor also. And then I got a job flying business jets out of Farnborough, down where you are.
That's where I live.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's really strange.
Exactly. So pretty much a very close postcode to where you used to be. Well, you know Farnborough Airport very well, don't you?
Yes, very do. Yeah, and very much so.
Yeah, so I was based there from 2007. So yes. Flying rock bands, as you said.
So tell me some of the people that you've actually been touring with as the pilot.
Yeah, I haven't done that for the last couple of years, but the last ones were Sting, Queen, with Adam Lambert, flew Kings of Leon a couple of times, Lionel Richie, brilliant. Excellent Lionel, we did big tours with him. And the last one I did before they sold the aircraft was Roger Waters on his European tour.
Okay.
So it's them and us tour, which was really good. Very, very, very good, in fact.
So do you think you'll continue doing that as well when things get better?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's something I can always fall back on. I'm not saying I'll be flying rock bands around, because things are going to change, I think, quite considerably. But at the moment, I'm not flying any business jets at all. Maybe I will go back into it. I don't know. I'm still flying instructing over at Blackpool, so I'm teaching people to fly and enjoying that.
Well, if you come back to Farnborough, come in for a cup of tea.
Yeah, I will. I'll give you a shout when I'm next down there. I go to Farnborough quite a lot. So,
do you?
Although,
having said that,
I haven't been down for a couple of months. But yeah.
Nothing's open to go and have a meal or something. So
when
all that wakens up again, then please do, and then we'll catch up together properly.
Absolutely, lovely. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like that.
Good. Anyway, let's talk about the single. Like we said, it's number 13 this week in the charts, and it's going up. I'm going to let you announce it and tell me how the story of True Romance came around.
The story is about some romantic outlaws, lovers on the run, basically being chased by whoever or whatever we're not really sure about. I mean, obviously the sentiments in the song you draw from personal experience, but my feeling was I kind of like the idea of doing a Tarantino-esque kind of B-movie type of feel for a song, a particular song. I had the riff, and the guitar part was going around in my head, so I just wrote the song out, and the lyrics panned out with the story that is True Romance. Great. I'm Rob Bridge, and this is my single, True Romance. Hi, I'm Rob Bridge, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Like when dawn has come, just two shadows on the wall that fall together with the setting sun. I do believe we found the answer. Everybody's got it wrong. Doesn't matter what the truth is, where we lie, how we belong. The last dance is called. We'll leave the night in the mirror. And if they catch us down the line, make it last until that time. Just gotta keep it together. And if at last the hammer falls, the fallen angels call. Like a clapping of thunder, we have it all, so hold on tight. We can make it out alright. It's close, you know. That's better than never. And so we ride this night together, lightning outlaw lovers on the run. Desperados always knowing the future's never set in stone.